time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KKURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. It's no surprise that my kids are politically conservative. I am blessed that all my children, their spouses, and their kids all attend the same church that my wife and I attend. On Sunday evenings, we try to have a family dinner at our house, and it borders on blissful chaos when we are all in town and under the same roof. As of late, as with many families, our conversations tend to eventually get around to discussing the 2016 presidential race. My family is more passionate about this election than any other election I can remember. The younger generation isn't jumping on the Donald Trump bandwagon. Two of the couples actually talked about moving to Canada if he wins the election. I asked them what they would do if Hillary wins the White House, and I got the same answer. My question to them was, who are you going to vote for if Trump and Clinton are our only choices? They threw their hands up and said they weren't going to vote, or they would plug their nose and vote for Trump. If Trump can't get everyone in my immediate family to support him, I don't think he can win, regardless of the polls. Hillary Clinton has such a long laundry list of scandals, I believe she will be crushed during the final months of the campaign. She really should be indicted, not elected president. And where does that leave us as a nation? We have a very unique situation brewing politically. Donald Trump is gaining support beyond logic. I believe this is happening because of our total disgust with politicians on both sides of the aisle. We hear all these promises, and yet nothing changes. The only thing that is getting accomplished is that the government is getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And taxes are always headed upwards. They nickel and dime us in every aspect of our lives with increases in every fee imaginable. Our elected officials have their hands in our wallets with virtually every single thing we buy. The problem with this, and the reason we are so disgusted with our government, is that government employees are getting better wages and benefits than workers in the private sector, and the gap between the rich and the poor is continuing to expand. The amount of money the government is spending is escalating beyond anything we can ever recover from, and yet there are more people in poverty than at any time since the Great Depression. Under President Obama's watch, our deficit will have increased from $9 trillion to over $20. If spending money solved our problems, Obama would have taken the United States into a state of utopia instead of bankruptcy. Yes, we are going bankrupt as a nation. With that said, we are disgusted, and what Donald Trump is saying makes sense. He has never been elected to public office, and that is the number one reason he is gaining so much support. We are sick and tired of our government. I don't particularly like everything he says, or the way that he says them, but we really need someone who is fiscally responsible at the helm. This is the year an independent could win the White House. Michael Bloomberg is getting close to jumping into the race. This will muddy the water so much that none of the candidates will win the 270 Electoral College votes it takes to win the election. If this happens, the House of Representatives will select the president, and the Senate will select the vice president. The fireworks from that situation would be fun to watch. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.